My name is Juan Estrada. I am 17 years old. Today is May 24th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Mr. Gates. Can you introduce me?
Yes, my name is John Gates. I'm the A-G counselor at Panorama High School.
Okay. Can you tell me can you tell me about someone who had a big influence in your life, and what was the most important lesson they taught you?
I really think that one of the people that was the biggest influence in my life was a friend of mine, Shel Weinstein. And he was really somebody that kind of took me from just settling, and being complacent with where I was, and saying, look, there's always more. There's always something more you can do. There's always something more you can reach for. There's always something more that you can strive for. And he kind of guided me to continue to move on in my career, actually change careers a little bit to look more into the social work profession and kind of like build the career and the kind of practice that I do now.
That's some good advice. But what's your relationship with him?
Yeah. He and I worked together. He was the director and I was the assistant director of a residential program for emotionally disturbed.
Do you still have contact?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we still are in contact. He was the best man at my wedding, actually.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
When my son was born. That's hands down. That was a very happy day when my son was born.
But can you tell me one of your most difficult memories you had to?
Yeah, it's almost the flip side of that coin. The most difficult day that I think I can relate because of all of the things that went into it was the day that my daughter died.
I don't want to get too into it if it's too personal, but
she was very young and had was ill at the day of her birth, and so it was. It was a long struggle, but the day that she was just not able to fight anymore, that was a hard day. That was a hard day. It's hard to say. Parents aren't supposed to bury their children. It's supposed to be the other way around.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. No, it was, it's something that I keep in my mind. It's always something that helps me with my sensitivity towards clients, because everybody comes with their own issues and we don't always know what they are. But definitely talking to a parent about the loss of a child, or even the loss of the dream they had for a child that's not going to come true anymore. That's hard. You know, parents in their minds make plans for their kids. And then when their kids aren't able to follow up on those plans, or life isn't able to follow up on those plans, or, you know, life takes them in a different direction so that they don't get to see the fruit of the dream, it's very hard for parents. And so sometimes it just means where their children are going and where their children end up. And sometimes it means the loss of a child.
who would you say would be like the kindest person in your life? I think I should ask this before, actually.
No.
But that's true.
The kindest person in my life. Just from a general standpoint, I definitely would have to say my mother.
Definitely. I think a lot of people would say that.
Exactly. My dad died when I was 12. My mom had not completed the seventh grade, so my mom really only had an elementary school education. And our world was tough. But even within the fact that our world was tough, money was tough, my sister and I, you know, the world was difficult for us. My mom, who could have been very bitter and angry about all of the things that now were put on her, she was kind. And right up until... You know, I was so happy that my mom died when my son was 3 years old, because my mom had been quite ill for years, but she got to have the first 3 years with him and was just as kind to him as she was to me. So it was just in her person to be this lady. So yeah, my mom, and she's a good role model.
I would say my mom is too, because she doesn't have a high education level, but she's always tried her hardest to help out everybody in her family, at least. She still sends money over there to Mexico, and like, it's just hard, because it's a lot of family that she needs to help out.
Moms own a special place in the world, period.
Special place in my heart, too.
Yeah, mine too.
Of course. So, I mean, I know my answer to this, but what do you feel most grateful for in your life? I would say mine is my mom.
I think what I'm most grateful for is having been given the opportunity to experience my life. I mean, you know, that I wasn't shut off from it from my own reason or from an outside reason. So for me, I'm most grateful for the fact that I've been able to actually live my life, to participate in it, to be actively involved with it, to make it my own thing. So to enjoy the birth of my son and to grieve the loss of my daughter, and to, you know, to just, I'm most grateful for the fact that I have been an active participant in my life, and I don't think much of it has escaped me. That's what I'm most grateful for.
Yeah, like, all my family ever does is try to give us a good life, to make us be able to shape it in any way we want to. And I feel like that's the way it's going right now. Just, we have to put in the work to make it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Juan. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
So glad I got to learn about you.
And I appreciate having had the opportunity to get to know you better this year, even from the first of the mentor days. Okay, so I appreciate this, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be asked.
Yeah. I was going to ask my brother, but I've actually been putting it off for you for like a couple of days, just so I can interview you, actually.
Well, it's an